a movement Catholic leaders could call into question the eligibility of some politicians who support abortion rights to receive communion, including President Biden. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops took a procedural vote that carries unusual significance. The count was announced during yesterday's final day of online meetings.
The action passed with a vote of 168 in favor, 55 opposed, 6 abstentions.
NPR National Correspondent Sarah McCammon has been following the debate this week and joins us. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Good morning, Scott.
What does this vote do?
Well, I want to be clear, first of all, about what it doesn't do. The bishops did not vote on whether or not to allow President Biden or any other politician who supports abortion rights to receive communion. That's been suggested in some coverage. But what this was essentially a procedural question. Should this organization of U.S. bishops put together a statement that might contain some guidance for local bishops who are making decisions about this controversial issue? And as we heard, a clear majority has said, yes, let's move forward with that process. That document, by the way, is expected to discuss several issues surrounding the sacrament of communion known as the Eucharist. This issue has come up before, Scott, you might remember, related to other high-profile Catholic politicians like John Kerry, but it has resurfaced surrounding Biden's election.
You listened in to the discussions. Did I call them a debate? Discussions this week. What did various bishops say?
You might call it debate. You might call it discussion. But one of the most vocal bishops on this issue is Archbishop Joseph Naumann of Kansas City, Kansas. He says he's concerned about politicians who, as he puts it, flaunt their Catholicity while supporting abortion rights.
This is a Catholic president that's doing this, the most aggressive thing we've ever seen in terms of this attack on life when it's most innocent.
But other bishops also expressed concerns about where this kind of document, where this process could lead the church. Bishop Robert Corver of Lubbock, Texas, said church leaders should take more time and listen to each other, talk about this in person.
There seems to be a rush to this, and I can't help but wonder if the years 2022 and 2024 might be part of the rush, and I think we need to be real careful not to get embroiled in the political situation.
Speaking of politics, and I know it's not a political institution as we understand it, but are the bishops in a different place, perhaps, than the rank and file, the laity of American Catholics?
Well, when it comes to some of these issues that can intersect with public life, American Catholics are at odds, at least in practice, with their church on some of them. For example, most Catholic women say they've used contraception, which is against church teachings. Two-thirds of Catholics surveyed by Pew say they do not want politicians like Biden to be denied communion, but those opinions tend to fall heavily along party lines, I should add. And groups like Catholics for Choice have been arguing that the church should focus on other issues, things like poverty or climate change or perhaps the death penalty.
What's next in this debate?
Well, the bishops have to draft a document, discuss it, amend it, vote on it, and then the Vatican may also have something to say.
Okay. NPR's national correspondent, Sarah McCammon, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.